It starts with D and ends with T. That's Dreft, the greatest suds discovery in 2,000 years. Dreft brings you The Life of Riley. Dreft, D-R-E-F-T, Dreft, Procter & Gamble's sudsing miracle for washing silks, woolens, nylons, dishes, presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Chester A. Riley is a generous man, always ready to hand out some free advice from his vast store of misinformation. The other night, for instance, the Rileys had a dinner guest, a young man who works at the aircraft plant with Riley.
That sure was a swell dinner, Mrs. Riley.
No, thanks, Dorothy.
I wouldn't have missed this for the world.
Oh, I'm glad you were able to make it. You may not get another chance like this for a long time. You see, Peg, after Monday, Arthur ain't going to have much freedom. He'll be under orders.
Oh, you joining the army?
No, he's getting married.
Riley, congratulations, Arthur.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much.
So the big day's Monday, huh?
Yeah, Monday.
Oh, my goodness, you sound worried.
Well, I'm kind of nervous. You know, this is the first time.
Well, sure, but you know the old saying, you only die once. There's nothing to worry about the ceremony. One minute you're walking down the aisle, and the next minute you're a husband. You won't even know what hit you.
For heaven's sake, Riley, you make it sound like a horrible experience.
Oh, don't get me wrong, Arthur. I think marriage is great.
Honest, would you do it all over again? Nothing personal, Mrs. Riley.
Oh, I wouldn't hesitate for a second. Yes, sir, if I woke up a bachelor, I'd get married tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. I got to take my kids to the movies.
Oh, the ceremony's nothing to be nervous about, Arthur.
Oh, I'm not worried about the ceremony.
Well, then what are you worrying about?
The honeymoon. You see, I haven't ever traveled much, and I don't know much about hotels and trains, how to tip. You know, I'm afraid she'll think I'm a boob.
Arthur, there's nothing to it. Now, you take me. When me and Peg went on our honeymoon, was I nervous?
Yes.
Okay, but you wasn't. I mean, I didn't let on. I just got a grip on myself. And believe me, Arthur, our honeymoon went off perfect. I wish you could have been there.
Well, I'm trying my best not to be nervous.
Just do like I done and you'll be okay. Now, how about some more coffee, huh?
Okay.
Fine, I'll go make some. It's drip coffee and I'm very good at it. Thank you. You entertain us.
All right.
Gosh, I wish I could be like Mr. Riley, but I guess it isn't my nature.
Arthur, I think I'd better tell you about our honeymoon.
Oh, well, I wouldn't like to pry.
Well, I mean, when you hear how the great Riley handled our honeymoon, it'll give you confidence.
Oh.
You see, our honeymoon was... Well, I better begin at the beginning. I remember the night before our wedding day. Riley was over at my house, and we were sitting on the porch saying goodnight.
Good night, Peg.
Good night, Chester.
I hate to say goodnight.
I do, too.
Yeah. But after tomorrow, we won't have to say goodnight outdoors. We'll be husband and wife.
Oh, I hope the wedding goes off smoothly tomorrow.
Don't worry, Peg. I attended to everything. I got the marriage license, the train tickets, and tomorrow morning I'm going to the park and pick your bouquet.
Oh, Chester.
Well, what's the matter?
The wedding ring. I bet you forgot.
Oh, no, I didn't. Look, here it is. And here's the bill.
Chester. $67. That's an awful lot.
Oh, no. It only cost $12. With the interest, it comes to $67.
Oh, it'll take years and years to pay it off.
I don't want you to worry about it. Let our children worry.
Dear, this wedding's getting to be awful expensive. Maybe we shouldn't go to Niagara Falls for our honeymoon.
No. I promised you you'd see the falls, and you're going to see them. And don't worry about the expense. I took all my money out of the bank for the trip. Here, $10. Put it with your 48.
All right. Well, good night, Chester.
Good night, darling. Gee, I won't be able to sleep tonight.
Oh, now, Chester, there's nothing to be nervous about. Did you rehearse your part of the ceremony like I told you to?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was up all last night memorizing the whole thing.
Well, let's hear you say it.
All right. Do I? Come on, Peg, darling. Let's make a room for the taxi. So long, everybody. Hey, wait a
minute. Oh, no, they're only throwing knives. Come on.
Oh, my head. Listen, I don't mind you throwing rice, but take it out of the bag first, you big ape.
Chester, that's no way to talk to my father.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize, you big ape.
Oh, I can hardly believe we're actually on our way. Oh, it's going to be wonderful, Chester. 2 whole weeks in Niagara Falls.
Well,
Oh, what's the matter, Chester?
Well, we ain't going to have exactly all of 2 weeks.
Oh, but Chester, I thought you spoke to your boss, Mr. Grizzle.
Yeah, I did, but he didn't see eye to eye. He couldn't spare me for the whole 2 weeks. We had a big argument, but he gave in a little and I gave in a little, and in the end we made a compromise.
Well, how long have we got?
24 hours.
Oh, 24 hours for a honeymoon? But Chester...
Don't worry, we'll have enough time to see the falls.
Oh, but Chester, 24 hours...
No, but I couldn't help but pay. If I ain't back in 24 hours, I'll lose my job. After all, I got some pride. But I want to start married life with only one of us working.
Niagara Falls, now ready on track 5.
Well, here we go. Come on, Mrs. Riley.
Tickets, please.
Tickets? Oh, yeah, yeah, I got them right here. Just a minute, I got them here someplace. Well, that's funny.
Chester, what's wrong?
Well, I could have sworn I put them in... Oh, here they are.
Yeah, that's only one ticket. Where's the other one?
Other one? There should be two. I put them both in... I must have it someplace. I'll find it. Just a minute.
Well, I don't want to rush you, but we pull out in 30 seconds.
Oh, Chester.
Hey, you take this ticket and go on through.
Oh, no, Chester.
Go on. I'll find the other one. Wait for me on the back of the train.
Oh, all right, but hurry, dear.
Sure, I had that ticket.
Sorry, I have to close the gate
now. No, please wait. I'll find it.
Sorry, the train won't wait.
Maybe it's in my shoe. Sometimes I put stuff in my shoe.
Oh.
No, not shoe. Maybe the other shoe. I got it. Here it is. There was a hole in the line under my pants pocket that fell into my sock. Look here. Let me through, please.
Sorry, the train started. Can't open the gate.
But I got it. Peg! Peg!
Chester, where are you?
Here, behind the gate. Goodbye, Peg. Goodbye, sweetheart. Have a nice honeymoon.
$125th Street.
Oh, conductor, I'm getting off here.
But you just got on at Grand Central, miss.
Oh, I know, but my husband, he missed the train. We're on our honeymoon. Oh, I don't know what to do.
You better make up your mind, ma'am. We're pulling out in a few seconds.
All right, I'll get off. No, I'll stay. No, I'll get off.
All right, watch your step.
Boys! Hey, wait for me, I'm
Chester, well, that's him, conductor.
Sweetheart.
Chester, darling.
Angel,
precious.
There, you two getting on this train, or you're going to spend your honeymoon on 125th Street.
Oh, come on, Peg, hurry. I was lucky. I took the subway to 125th Street. It's a good thing I caught an express.
Oh, you almost didn't make it.
Oh, don't worry, sweetheart. Everything's all right now. We're together again. And from now on, we'll always be together. Nothing can separate us now, honey.
May I see your Pullman reservations, please?
Oh, yes. Here you are, conductor. Lower 8 and lower 9. You know, they didn't want to tell me these two birds, but I was too smart for them.
Oh, my husband. Well, anything wrong, conductor?
Here you are, ma'am. Lower 9, car 2. That's this car right here.
Oh, thank you.
And here you are, sir. Lower 8 in car 12. 10 cars to the rear.
Oh, thanks. Ten cars. Now, wait a minute. You mean she's in car 2 and I'm in car 12?
That's right. There's 10 cars between you.
What a revolting development this is. Your berth's all made up, sir.
Oh, thank you, Porter. Porter, I want to go say goodnight to my bride. Which way is car 2?
Straight ahead. 10 cars forward.
Thanks. Oh, Porter, where's car 2?
5 cars forward.
Thanks. Oh, car 2 at last. Well, let's see. Lower 3, 5, 7, 9.
Peggy, it's me, Chester, your husband. Stick your head out between the curtains.
All right, Chester. Oh, hello, Chester.
Hello, Peggy. Well, I just dropped by to say goodnight. Goodnight.
Well, wait a minute, Chester. Sit down here on the edge of the berth.
Well, thank you. I can't stay long. The porter will worry where I am.
Chester, isn't it wonderful being married?
Yes. Yeah. It's the most wonderful thing that ever happened. Oh, Peggy, you're so beautiful.
Thank you. Chester.
Yes?
I'm hungry. Could you get me a sandwich?
But, Dumplin', the dining car is closed.
Oh, but I'm so hungry.
Yeah, but... Wait a minute. I think we're coming into Poughkeepsie. There's a 5-minute stop. I'll run into the station and get some sandwiches.
Oh, Chester, you're sweet.
Yeah, I'll be right back. Don't go away.
So, you're on your honeymoon, huh?
Yeah, would you hurry up with them sandwiches, please?
I knew a man was on his honeymoon once. Told his wife he was going out to get a sandwich. That was 20 years ago. That man will never come back.
Well, how do you know?
I am that man.
Would you please hurry up?
Yeah, here you are.
Oh, thanks. Good night. What? Oh, it's pulling out. Wait a minute. Wait for me. Oh, I made it. Thank heaven. Oh, before that, wait for two.
Next car forward.
Lower 3, 5, 7, 9. Ah, here it is.
Peggy,
I get... She must have dozed off.
Peg.
Holy smoke, she snores. Oh, no, no, she never told me about this. With a whistle yet. Better wake her up. Peg, wake up. Peg, I got the sandwiches, sweetheart.
Who wants sandwiches and who are you calling sweetheart?
My wife.
Where's my wife? I've been robbed. What did you do with my wife?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, what's the trouble here?
This lunatic.
I want my wife. She was kidnapped. This is her birth.
Just a minute, sir. You must be mistaken.
I ain't mistaken. This is my wife's birth, and I can prove it. This is Roller 9, ain't it?
Yes.
Car 2?
Yes.
Going to Niagara Falls?
No.
Well, I spoke to you. No.
This train's going to New York. The Niagara Falls train was on the opposite track. We pulled in on the other side of the platform.
Come on, the road train. Quick, turn the train around. Let me off. I gotta get off.
I'm sorry I can't stop this train. You'll have to wait till we get to the next stop.
But where is the next stop?
New York.
New York. I'm going to New York. And my wife's going to Niagara Falls. This ain't the way they told me it was gonna be.
Draft will bring in the second act of The Life of Riley in just a moment. Now, this is Ken Carpenter with a word to the ladies. I know you'll agree with me on this, ladies. A beautiful table setting starts with shining dishes and sparkling glassware, right? And that's why you'll want to wash your dishes in Draft. Yes, because Draft, Procter & Gamble's amazing suds discovery, gets dishes so clean they shine even without wiping. Well, in all your life, you've never seen anything the same as Draft. Even your nicest glassware sparkles like jewels, whether you polish it or not.
Sure, that's the miracle of Dreft. You see, folks, Dreft is different from any soap or soap flakes you ever use. Dreft suds simply can't leave cloudy streaks on dishes the way all soaps do. So with Dreft in your dishpan, dishes and glasses sparkle beautifully, dollar no dollar.
That's not all. Dreft's amazing suds get rid of dishpan grease the way no soap in the world can do. And you ladies who do dishes three times a day, remember, Dreft is kind to your pretty hands. Yes, ladies, for dishwashing miracles no soap could ever do, use Dreft. First thing Monday, go down to your grocer and get that bright green package of Dreft. That's D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. The amazing suds discovery that gets dishes so clean, they shine even without wiping. Remember, don't get left, get Dreft. Now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Well, Mrs. Riley has been telling a young dinner guest and prospective bridegroom of how Riley managed matters on their honeymoon 18 years ago. Peg had just finished relating how Riley got off the train to get her a sandwich and then boarded the wrong train. So while Peg headed for Niagara Falls, Riley was on his way back to New York alone.
Gosh, Mr. Riley must have felt awful with you going one way and him the other.
You can imagine. Well, when my train started to pull out, I got frantic and started to look for Riley. When I couldn't find him, well, there was nothing I could do except keep on going and hope for the best.
Did you ever get together in Niagara Falls?
Well, Riley got out at Grand Central in New York, and he just wandered around the station like a lost sheep. He didn't know what to do.
It must be late. The station is as quiet as a morgue.
Who there, Riley?
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
I didn't see you, Digger. What are you doing around here?
Oh, I'm off to attend our annual convention. This year it's being held in Tombstone, Arizona. We're instituting a new feature, the UEPLIS.
UEPLIS?
Yes, the Undertakers, Embalmers, and Pallbearers Life Insurance Society. Our slogan is, put yourself in our hands, we cover you completely. Why so forlorn, Riley, my friend?
Oh, Digger, I'm in an awful jam. I'm on my honeymoon.
Congratulations. Where's the lovely bride?
She's in Niagara Falls.
She's in Niagara Falls, you're in New York, and you're on your honeymoon. What will they think of next?
You see, I got off the train at Poughkeepsie to get a sandwich, and then I got on the wrong train.
Ho, ho, ho. That's one to tell your grandchildren if you ever find your wife. I, too, had an odd experience on my honeymoon. We were on the train in Chicago. My bride stretched out on the seats and dozed off. Then the conductor came along. Naturally, he knew me well from all the business trips I made. He took one look at my wife lying there and screamed, "Put that back in the baggage car." I adore honeymoons. They're so gay.
Well, it's not so gay for Peg and me. Gee, I don't know what to do. If only there was another train tonight.
But there is another train. It leaves from Penn Station in 15 minutes and gets you to Niagara in the morning. Come, I'll drive you over in my business vehicle.
Okay, but I want to sit up front.
Have it your way this time. Send your dear bride a wire aboard the train. Tell her to wait for you at the hotel.
Gee, I don't know, Digger. I only got 24 hours. The way I figure...
Do as I say. In my profession, we have a saying. When the time has come for you to go, never stop to figure. You'll always get there in the end, if you'll go along with Digger.
You're right. I'll catch that train. Thanks, Digger.
Come along. We'd better be shoveling off.
Good morning, Hotel Niagara. Oh, I'm sorry we're all filled up. Oh, wait, hold the wire. I may have a room. Oh, Mrs. Riley.
Yes, what is it? Is that for me? Is that my husband?
No, Mrs. Riley. I suppose you'll be checking out of your room today?
Oh, well, I don't know. My husband isn't here yet. He wired me. He'd meet me here this morning. Oh, this is terrible.
My
sister!
Darling.
Sweetheart.
We're together again.
Hello? I'm sorry. We're all filled up.
Oh, Chester, I thought you'd never get here.
I couldn't help it. The train stopped at every station. But it doesn't matter now. I got here, and I'm here to stay.
Well, here's our room, dear.
Yeah. Well, let's go in, huh?
Oh, wait, dear. There's something you have to do first.
You want another ham sandwich?
I don't mean that, silly. You're supposed to carry me across the threshold.
Oh, yeah, Delphine. Well, come on. Up the daisy.
Oh, Chester! Not over your shoulder!
Oh, yeah. I'm so used to delivering them sacks of cement. Up the daisy.
That's better.
Well, here goes.
Well, you can put me down now, Chester.
Oh, yeah. There. Well, here we are. In the bridal suite.
Yes, here we are.
Yep, we're here, all right.
Oh, I'm so happy, Chester.
So am I, Dumplin. Well, let's get unpacked. Come in.
Telegram for Mr. Riley.
Oh, thanks. Here, this is for you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Must be congratulations. Hey, look, it's from my boss, from Grizzle. Good old Grizzle, wishing us well.
Oh, what did he say?
Let's see. Congratulations. Be back at work tomorrow morning or else.
Oh, but Chester, with the delay and everything, it took us almost 16 hours to get here.
Oh, don't worry. It only takes 9 hours to get back, so... Holy smokes. I'm an hour late for work already. Come on, we better check out.
Oh, Chester, you mean we have to start back right away?
Well, yeah, or I'll be late.
But, Chester, we haven't even seen Niagara Falls.
No, don't try, Dumplin'.
Please, don't cry. We'll see the falls someday. I promise. You'll see them. Don't cry. I know you're disappointed. I'm disappointed. But I'm not crying.
Well, here they are, Peg. Niagara Falls. Falling down. Just like I promised.
Oh, they're wonderful. You're wonderful, too, Chester.
Ain't this romantic, Dumplin'?
Oh, yes. Chester, yeah. Remember I promised to kiss you in front of Niagara Falls?
Yeah.
Well, I can keep a promise, too. Come closer.
Hey, cut that out. None of that here. This is a high-class movie theater.
Well, anyhow, we've seen that travelogue three times. Come on, Peg, the honeymoon is over.
Rileys, we'll be back in half a minute. Ladies, enjoy bright new beauty for all your nice things. Silks, nylons, and woolens. Use Dreft. Yes, Dreft, the amazing suds discovery that performs washing miracles no soap could ever do. Dreft makes your stockings look sheerer and lovelier and wear longer than with any soap in the world. Your nice new woolens, pretty sweaters, and baby things. Dreft washes them softer and fluffier than ever before. Lingerie, too, reveals new beauty. Dreft keeps lingerie brighter and fresher far longer than with any suds you've ever used. Sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? But it is. You see, unlike soap, Dreft rinses clean and clear. There's no dulling soap film to make pretty washables look faded and old before their time. Yes, ladies, Dreft gives you faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history. See for yourself. Sure, don't get left. Get Dreft.
That's the story, Arthur.
Oh, gosh, what a honeymoon. Mr. Riley sure messed things up for good.
Oh, yes, but it worked out all right in the end.
Well, thanks for telling me the story. After hearing about Mr. Riley, I've got a lot more confidence in myself.
Well, here's the coffee. Help yourself, Arthur.
Oh, thanks.
Now, what was we talking about? Oh, yeah, honeymoons. Now, Arthur, my advice is to...
I'm not worried anymore, Mr. Riley. My honeymoon's going to turn out okay.
Oh, that's the way to talk. You know, our honeymoon was such a success, one of these days Peg and me will go back to Niagara Falls for a second honeymoon. Only this time it'll be more fun. We'll take our kids along.
Procter & Gamble, makers of Dreft, the sudsing miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes, invites you to be their guests next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker and is directed by Don Bernard. Music by Lou Kozlov. The script is by Reuben Shipp and Alan Lipscott. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown. And others in the cast are Eddie Firestone, Lou Merrill, Griff Barnett, and Walter Kinsella. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to listen again next week to The Life of Riley. And reminding you, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, use Dreft. Don't get left, get Dreft.
Well, well, the school bell. Come first, student. Time to spell.
I spell D-R-E-M-E. Dream. For glamour, luster, sheen.
Right. Green is not a soap shampoo. Never leaves dingy film on hair to dull its natural brilliance. Reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap shampoo.
Yes, for lovely, lustrous hair, Green shampoo with hair conditioning action.
No other shampoo leaves hair more lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Yes, Green.
Listen again next week when Dreft, the stunting miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes, brings you The Life of Riley.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.